Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, December 22, 2024, entitled Messenger and the Message. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Elizabeth said, "The child in my womb leaped for joy." The gospel on the fourth Sunday of Advent is truly an Advent message. A message of hope and understanding that starts out slowly and quietly. Mary, soon to be mother of Jesus, visits her cousin Elizabeth, soon to be mother of John the Baptist. It's easy at this time of year to get royally confused on the timelines. Having just read for two Sundays running about John baptizing on the banks of the Jordan River, today takes us back about 30 years. Back to the time of these two significant births in religious history. Mary set out, Luke tells us, and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Now, Zechariah, the local priest in that town, the aging Elizabeth, the preacher's wife, I suppose. Elizabeth, too, had the lineage of a priestly line, being a descendant of Aaron. And if you remember, at the angel's announcement of the birth of John, Zechariah would be struck speechless. And at John's birth, his prophecy about how the child would prepare the way for the Messiah. "You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High," said Zechariah, "for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way." So this is an intimate moment between two would-be mothers. Both women are pregnant with significance. Between them, they bear the messenger and the message. We can only anticipate the growth and full manifestation of the momentous events, but we don't experience them just yet. The fourth Sunday of Advent is the last long breath before the birth of the Messiah. And it's interesting, you know, that statistically, this Sunday is one with some of the highest worship attendance of the year. For many, this Sunday will be the only opportunity to hear a genuine message of Advent, that is, as distinct from Christmas. Advent is all about anticipation. And waiting is not a skill that comes naturally. And so the impulse to ignore Advent altogether is a strong one. By the fourth Sunday of Advent, it's almost irresistible. But it's not yet Christmas. Many churches have long since given up the battle and have been singing Christmas carols now for several weeks. In some denominations, today is referred to as Christmas Sunday. And many won't worship on Christmas Day. The text from Luke may offer both warrant and roadmap for resisting the temptation to jump the gun on Christmas. And most preachers know that takes great pastoral fortitude as we continue to answer questions about why the lights on the Christmas tree aren't lighted yet, and why hymns lack that Christmassy luster we all expect. Well, hang on a day or two more. Actually, hang on about 4 hours. This Sunday is as much for the lonely and fragmented soul as it is those who have long gone headlong into the Christmas rush. And even those of us who have can probably identify something in ourselves in needing to pause just now and secure some deeper grounding as we walk these last few days and hours toward Noel. Luke bequeaths to us a wonderful pre-Christmas gift, a small story about a genuine connection between two pregnant women of different generations. Mary was just a young woman. Elizabeth passed the age of childbearing. In this text, we see God at work in a deeply personal way that also just happens to change the world. The work of the Holy Spirit is made manifest as the baby in Elizabeth's womb, that is John, responds to Mary's greeting. As well-timed baby kicks often do, this one opens up the recipient to a new awareness and understanding of the unfolding events. We might ask, I suppose, whether the kick during a job interview means take the position or run away fast. And it might be even interesting if we were to ask parents to share their own baby kick stories. Mary's greeting of Elizabeth starts a cycle of recognition followed by response that could serve to echo among us even today as the biblical world absorbs even our own present reality. Mary's response was Magnificat, which takes the form of a canticle churches in the Anglican tradition recite every evening at evening prayer. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he that is mighty has magnified me, and holy is his name. And Mary goes on to describe how the child she bears is to turn the world upside down. Lift up the lowly, cast down the mighty, feed the hungry, send the rich away empty. Holy is his name. It's of importance that we note that the festival we are about to celebrate gathers around a scene of absurdity. The coming of the Messiah, who will redeem Israel and the world, is anticipated and proclaimed not by archangels or high priests or emperors or even ordained preachers, but rather two of society's marginalized who make outrageous claims about a topsy-turvy time on the horizon. A long-expected king is to be born, not in a castle, but a feeding trough. His throne will one day be a cross. The good news is that a light is about to shine that can never be extinguished. The light will shine on an upside-down version of a world we all know far too well. The kingdom he comes to bring is one where true power comes through love, true justice through righteousness, true forgiveness through mercy. Much can be learned from taking a few moments to sit quietly with our brothers and sisters as the world around us pushes relentlessly toward a louder, larger, and ever more expensive December 25th. We all need to sit with a people, with a God, who accepts us for who we are, with all of our doubts and our hurts and our questions. Today we hear a humanized story meant to prepare us for the grand history-changing birth that is yet to come. Those of us who linger here will find ourselves strengthened, prepared, and deepened for Christmas celebration.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.